something. God, did I bloat my shit.
The funny thing about that bitch is she still thinks she hot. She still thinks it's 77 and she's on the
bitch. Whack. She got a red leather suit on. What the fuck you going with that shit on? Hey, her period tastes like toothbrush, Bobby.
Stinks good, really, lesbians and gentlemen.
Act confident, even if you aren't. Act confident, even if you aren't.
Can I touch it and put it in my mouth?
Oh, yeah.
Tuesday, 9:28 p.m. February 20th, 1990. Here's this source of irritation here. It's been going on for 21 days now. Builds up, the steam builds up. And
they swing open. And as they swing open, you see this room. Yeah. And as you might suspect, it's golden looking, like gold, streaming through.
I would have suspected that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's populated by all these beautiful people.
God!
In golden robes, golden headdresses. There's some that stand along the side with gorgeous wings.
Bitch, you know what? While you trying to get me fat, you better watch your own ugly ass. You probably going before I do, you cocksucking hoe.
Just get it to work. Who is this voicemail?
Sheroyal?
No.
Yeah.
Oops. Call recording.
Oops. Oops.
Yeah, then I'm gonna talk.
Lips, tits on tits, clits on clits. I love lesbians. They're my favorite kind of human beings.
Yeah.
I love mesmerized things.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm talking. Yeah. Anyway, this is Madge. It's so weird. I'm using my lavalier. I was in Chicago cleaning out my condominium and packing everything into my shopping cart, which is lined with a hefty bag. And I was preparing my new burlap outfit when I realized I should probably take the lavalier microphone back down, because it was up there. Now it's here. You know, and I've always, as you all know, if you've been here a while with me, if I want to do monologuous podcasting, I pretty much have my lavalier microphone. This is the exact same microphone I started with in my very first programs, and I'm still using it, even though it's on an illegal frequency now, because they banned the C frequency from the goddamn Sennheisers. Okay, I put the headphone down, just finna talk to y'all. You know. So, yes, I'm here, and I came, oh, such beautiful weather in Miami. Came here from Chicago last night with Trotsky in tow. I made a nice little video on YouTube where I was in the shower room at the Admiralty Club at the O'Hare Airport, because the flight was 3,000 hours late, of course, because of Quinshare. It reminds me, there was a wonderful new Chloe Sevigny video called can't even say it, it's so good. Spring. But anyway, so I was in the goddamn bathroom. Or no, I was in the Admiralty Club, and I was saying to my boss who was traveling with me, I said, listen, you know, there's so much goddamn bullshit about dogs. You know, you go in, they have new regulations. American, I don't know if it's just American Airlines or what, as of March 1st. New regulations. Now, in addition to having to pay, it used to be $100. When I first started traveling with Trotsky, it was $65. That was, you know, that was about 5 years ago. And now it's $100. They just raised it to $125 as of March 1st. Okay. $125. Oh, so that's, you know, that sucks. But okay. But also now they have to fill out this long-ass piece of paper when you bring your goddamn dog, which makes the lines longer. So they have to fill out this long-ass piece of paper. They have to check to make sure the dog fits in the goddamn thing and all this shit. They don't ask anything about the dog's health because they don't care. All they care about is regular fucking license and bullshit. So, anyway, I says to the lady there, I says, listen, lady, if they really gave a shit about dogs, why don't they have a place to goddamn walk the dog after you get into security in case your plane is 3 hours late, like mine is today, so you can walk the goddamn dog? She's like, oh, yeah, well, before this, she had told me about how, you know, they have to be careful the dog fits in the carrier, because she remembers a case where they let the dog out of the carrier and the dog just shit everywhere. And that's why I was like, listen, you know, that doesn't happen because the person is abusing the dog. It happens because dogs, you know, you try going to the goddamn bathroom. I mean, you try holding a goddamn in. You know, instead of washing out your goddamn tamponed out ass every 5 seconds in the goddamn airplane lavatory like you do. You know, these women that are, you know, always going to the goddamn bathroom every 5 seconds, they think nobody notices them. Like, okay, normal people, maybe they go once on the plane if it's a, you know, if it's a 3-hour trip, once, okay, that's normal. Maybe you have to go twice if you got a little diarrhea. But some of these ladies go up 3-4 times, and it's always the fattest ones. It's always the obesest women with these large asses that stink. They got a crop dust. And you notice, too, that new homes being built in America have enormous showers. It's not even a shower. It's like a huge half the room. And like they don't even have bathtubs anymore because the obese Americans, we can't fit into them. So it's like, fuck the bathtub. They don't even put it in. You just have a goddamn huge, huge, huge motherfucking room where half of it is a goddamn shower to fit your goddamn elephant, or also known as your wife or your husband or yourself. Yeah. So I'm here in Miami at this lovely condominium on the 21st floor where we have a machine called a Tassimo, and it makes Starbucks cartridges. Yeah. So you stick in a thing, it says, very good for the environment. It says, it's a plastic thing. It says, breakfast blend melange déjeuner. Now it's French. That makes it expensive. And so I thought I'd do a little program. So I'm going to Brazil tomorrow. I'm going to Rio de Janeiro tomorrow. That should be nice. Never been there. And I'm really excited about Rio de Janeiro and that. It's far. For me, the best thing about traveling, the further the better, the further I can get away from America. I've never been that far south. Yeah, this will be the furthest south I've ever been in my life, actually. I guess up till now, the furthest south I've been would be Peru. But I've never really spent much time in the southern hemisphere. But I want to go to South Africa because it's far. I want to go to New Zealand because it's far. I don't want to go to Australia, though, because they don't allow... You have to declare pornography, which is so dumb. You have to declare porn... I mean, I'm just glad that there's a country as stupid as America somewhere else in the world. You know? And now these fucking Republicans are making all these dumb... Just the laws are so stupid, like... The IRS is going to... the Republicans now, they're trying to get it so IRS agents can investigate abortions, you know, because you're not allowed to use taxpayer funding for abortions. So the IRS agents, they want them to make sure that they're not... This is just so... You know what? There's nothing to say about it other than we're fucking idiots, you know. And, well, it is more than that because it's complicated because you have people who are fed up with the political process. You vote for Obama. Obama does the same thing. I mean, the exact same thing. Exact same thing when they were talking about foreign policy as Bush. Exactly. Might as well be the same goddamn president. Except he's, you know, he's more literate. He gets along better with people. But the policies themselves, I mean, aren't they the exact same thing? If I'm missing something, please do feel free to let me know in the comments here at youthradio.com, where you can also donate. You know, so maybe someday, you know, I don't want you to feel guilty, but maybe if you want me to live in something other than a, you know, a cardboard, I mean, a wired, maybe I could get a wood paneled shopping cart to live in instead of my hefty bag lined one if you donate. Yeah, but anyway, but the thing is, so you have this, foreign policy is the same, you're living out of a goddamn hefty bag shopping cart wearing your burlap. And so, I thought somebody was here. You know, you get a little frustrated, so you think, why the fuck should I vote? Who gives a shit? But it's not the same domestically. And, you know, and it's tricky. Now I'm sounding like soapboxes, which is stupid. I don't care. The point is, I'm here to complain. I'm here to complain. And the thing is, the problem is, unfortunately, I feel like I have to still vote for these Democrats, regardless of how idiotic they are. Because the Republicans are so stupid with this goddamn... But I don't know, none of it makes sense. No, the only solution is to leave. Which I've been saying for 7 months. No, 7 years. But now that I'm actually having my place on the market, there's some progress in the world, so who knows? Maybe someday I'll be able to leave. I don't know. Wink. Kiss the day goodbye. Let's talk about good things. Elizabeth Taylor died today. Now, that's not good. She was really good. She was probably the most helpful person about the AIDS. I think she was the first mainstream person to say, you know, to stick up for people with AIDS and gay people in general. I mean, she really was truly amazing. I think she was on the board for like a million different AIDS charities. I mean, she was truly an amazing person and a good actress. And you know, and dead. But she was only 79. I thought she was like 95 the way she looked, you know? Really old. And Patrick from the Penis Explosion, I was reading on his Facebook Twitter that he thought Elizabeth Taylor looked like a woman, somebody's nana, who gives out Werther's from her purse, which I didn't really appreciate, because I like Werther's. And I occasionally do have a purse lined with Werther's, but I don't give them out, I eat them myself. I got rotten teeth to show for it. So I'm going to Rio de Janeiro. I got album art for this Grom, thanks to James 2262, which I don't think people understand. It's very important whether how soon I post the show, and if I post the show often depends on if I have album art for the show. So if you're terribly poor, you can always make album art for me. But don't put a show number on it, obviously. Just put Yeast Radio. Make it 600 by 600. Give me a PSD so I can modify it. PSD. And I need... Here, basically what I need is this. I need solo, Madge alone program album art. And I need some with Madge, me, and Rachel Cann. Because we've been doing shows occasionally. I need, of course, Madge and Cheroyle, me and Cheroyle, because we do it once a week. James has been really good about making those, though, and I think I might have one or two still lined up. But I can always use more from other people, because it's fun. Love the album art. And maybe even, if you want to really help and be fun, you could make some program album art with myself and... Wand of Wisdom and, what's that stupid bitch? Always complaining. Me. No, Vera Charles. We do this Eat This Hot Show. It's called eatthishotshow.com every week, except for about the next 3 weeks. There's scheduling issues and senility issues mostly. But, you know, if you want to do album art for us on those shows, that would be splendid as well. Wonderful. I would love to have original art on that. Wow, that would be great. So... what else? And I think really all the art, pretty much all the art people have ever given me, I've used eventually. I may not use it for months, but I'll use it. But it's really nice. Like, I know I have this one lined up from James to do this show, so it's always nice to know that I can, if I have something lined up, because since I've been getting so much album art, it's just been so nice when I can just, it really helps to know that I've got album art for a show. That I can just be like, oh, yeah, wow. Because even if I don't, now I feel kind of obligated to have some album art on the thing. But that's not, that's a little bit too metacostal. Metaphysical, something. Anyway. So I'm sure you can hear the cross ventilation in this room where I'm at. There's a cross breeze. And this room that I'm in is, and I've put it on my Facebook, which is, by the way, facebook.com/yeastradio. And if you want to follow me on the Twitter, bloated lesbian. But I have to understand, need to understand something. First of all, I did never intend my Facebook audience to intersperse with my Twitter audience. When you press F, you get something that's a little more well-behaved and my RL friends. But when you press Twitter sheet, you get some problems that, in other words, don't be judging me if I talk about you on my Twitter sheet. Get over it. It's all just for me to just have stream of consciousness and you get fucked. In other words, I'm not saying don't take it seriously, but go fuck yourself. Just deal with it. You know what I mean? Deal with it. Not everything's about you and your denial, Mary. Anyway. What else? That's that. Very behind on my work, so I got to get that done. But I really, you know, I've been in this mindset where I'm like, oh, I'll do a show when I get caught up on my videos and my work. That's not going to fucking happen, you know? I find that I'm actually the most productive when I'm behind in work, because that means I'm actually working. When I'm caught up usually means there's no way to get caught up when you actually have a lot of work. I have a lot of work. What I don't have is a lot of money. But, you know, it's funny how that works. But at least I'm traveling. I enjoy that. Quality of life up, money down. Gosh. Duh. My birthday, D, is coming up on March 30th. I will be old. Let's see, 62. I'll be 62. Ugh. I'll be 62. I'm a lesbian on March 30th. I don't want presents, mostly because I don't even have a mailing address at the moment. I mean, I do technically, and I would get it. But, okay, yeah. No. Yeah, Noel. 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 What you can do is send me PayPal money. Please. Go to yeastradio.com. There's a PayPal button. That's fine. Of course, PayPal's going to take a percentage. Or, if you want turd, you can send money to my Amazon mailing thing. Send me an Amazon gift certificate. I think you could just send that to any... Yeah, you can just send that to my bloatedlesbian at Gmail address for that. I don't have an Amazon wish list because I don't want shit right now. But if you give me a gift certificate, I can use it to save for a vagina. No. A new MacBook Pro. I want to get the new four-quad, four-way, whatever the thing is with the four processors that freeze it. Because that will save me so much time working. It'll really help me work more, get more done, a lot more done. And so I would like files. I like it. So you get put in Amazon, or I think you can just send me an Apple gift certificate too. I don't know. I don't know which would be better. I guess either way, really. I'm not sure. Because if you send it to... I don't know. Apple gift card is kind of weird, though. Because you can only buy Apple. But if you send me an Amazon, then I can get Apple or... But if I want to get a custom-made thing with that matte display, then I would need an Apple. Well, let's see. Can you get an Apple gift certificate? Present cast. The present cast. Let's see, Apple Store Gift Card. GIF. How do you spell GIF? G-I-F-F? Card. Yeah. Buy Apple Gift Card. I don't want an iTunes card. No. Just rather steal the shit. That's silly. Well, let's see. One-click settings. Yeah. Okay. Help someone get a step closer to an iPod or Mac. Blobbity, 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 blob, blobbity, blobbity. Yeah. I think it's better because I want to get a custom one and I want to be able to use the education discount. Why don't you just send me an Apple Store gift card or the digital equivalent of that? I think that would be nice. Yeah. But do you have to mail the thing? I don't want it. I don't want something you have to mail to me. I want it. Yeah. How does this work? Put an I don't understand. Oh, they have to mail it. No, no, no. What the fuck is this shit? Let's call them. Yeah, let's call Apple. 1-800. Oops, no, that's... They want my password. 1-800, oh, excuse me, 1-800, rather, My Apple. Oh, like I have to spell MyAppale. Yeah. 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 Hello? Can't hear nothing. What?
How can I help you today?
Hello? I have a question. Hello?
Hello, I'm here. How can I help you today?
Oh, this is a real person? I thought it was like an automated response thing. Okay. I have a question about gift cards. Hello? Hello?
I get the feeling you might be better served than speaking with one of our representatives. Please hold while I transfer your call.
Yeah, a human would be good. So you weren't human.
Thank you for calling Apple. My name is Ashley. How can I direct your call today?
Hello, I have a question about Apple gift cards. I was looking on the website, and if I get an Apple gift card, they have to physically mail it, right?
Do what?
If I get an Apple gift card, does it have to be physically mailed, or can I send an electronic gift card?
As far as I know, you can send me electronically.
Oh, do you know how I would do that? Because when I saw on the website, it asked for a shipping address.
Let me get you over to the sales department and see what we can find out, okay?
Thanks.
Hold on just a moment.
All right. Yeah.
Hey, you're calling Apple. My name is Preet. How may I help you today?
Hi, I was wondering, how is it possible to purchase an Apple gift card electronically? Because I looked on the website and I only saw that when I tried to buy one, it wants to know a shipping address.
Yeah, the only way to purchase an Apple gift card is to actually get a card in the mail. You can purchase an iTunes gift card electronically.
Oh, okay. So you can't just, like, if I want to send somebody, like, money towards a computer, it has to be on a physical card?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. All right, thank you then.
All right.
Bye. You know. Well, that's stupid as fuck. Why would they fucking do that? Well, that's really helpful, you know? That really cuts down on goddamn paper and plastic, doesn't it? Well, shit. Why do they have to do that to me? It's complicated as fuck. Now I gotta think. Well, you know what? I guess you can't do that. So you're gonna have to send me. I know it's a chore. Okay. No. I think if you send me PayPal, the problem is it's good, but it's just gonna go into pay bills. I think you should either send me. No, it happened. Yeah. No. Yeah. Well. Why don't you? Yeah. Well. Yeah. Well, okay, yeah. Oh, you know, well, yeah. Okay, just send me an Amazon gift certificate electronically. Unless you can, or if you really need, no. Excuse me? This isn't a good, see, I thought I was going to do a program. Instead, I'm just talking about buying presents from me, which isn't really much of a program. I don't care. You know what? I shouldn't be so picky. So just send me a goddamn Amazon gift certificate or some goddamn PayPal, okay? And if you want it to be towards my computer, you have to earmark it. This is only towards a computer. Otherwise, I'll use it to pay bills. And I appreciate anything you send me, by the way. Thank you. And this money does not get split with Cheryl. Cheryl gets money from when we do our shows together. So I'm going to, so if you do want me to say, to split it with Cheryl, which, no, this is for birthday, fuck you, fuck Cheryl. But anyway, sorry Cheryl, no, I'm not. She doesn't listen to my program anymore unless she's on it. Anyway, so get fucked. All right. All right. So I'm going to Rio de Janeiro tomorrow. David Janeiro. Trotsky's here with me. He's going to my friend's house. And I have feet. Oh, shit. I have feet. I've got to wash my feet. And, you know, the problem is Trotsky getting a little up there in years now that he's middle-aged. Same, yeah, he's a little younger than me in dog years than human years. Well, yeah, yeah. But he's old enough that when he makes poopy, sometimes he has leftovers on his deuterus, his hole. And what he does when that happens is he wipes it on my bed, just right under where I sleep, which is unpleasant to wake up smelling like shit. This happens sometimes. Yeah. Oh, yeah, well. Yeah. Yeah, well. It does. It does happen. Yeah, well. Anyway. Yeah, well. Yeah, well. Yeah, well. Yeah, well. Yeah, well. No, well. Yeah, no, well. Yeah, well. Yeah, well. Yeah, well. I'm cleaning off the duty from my sheet that he created on my... Ugh, disgusting. Yeah, you well. Yeah, that's a good song for next Christmas. Yeah, you well. Yeah, you well. Yeah, you well. You well. Yeah, you well. Oh, my God. God, podcaster's block is rough. Sometimes it goes on a long time. Yeah, you well. Yeah, you well. Yeah, you well. Yeah. Well, yeah, well, yeah, well, yeah, well, yeah, yeah, well, yeah, well, yeah, well, yeah, well. Where's the yeah, well? I guess I'm gonna end because, you know, I gotta work and shit. It's good to get something out, you know? Yeah, well, I really didn't intend this to be a birthday present cast, but I'm glad that it turned out that way. Yeah. Yeah, you well. Yeah, you well. Why is Avid running? Ugh. Oh, well. Yeah, you well. Yeah, and you well. Yeah, you well. Yeah, you well. Where's yeah, you well? My clips, I don't even remember what's what. Oh, here it is.
Yeah, you well.
Yeah, you well. Yeah, you well. Yeah, you well. Yeah, you well.
Yeah, you well. Yeah, you well. Yeah, you well. Yeah, you well. Yeah, you well. Yeah, you well. Yeah, you well. Yeah, you well. Yeah, you well. Yeah, you well. Yeah, you well. Yeah, you well. Yeah, you well. Yeah, you well. Yeah, you well. Yeah, you well. Yeah, you well. Yeah, you well. Yeah, you well. Yeah, you well. Yeah, you well. Yeah, you well. Yeah, you well. Yeah, you well. Yeah, you well. Yeah, you well. Yeah, you well. Yeah, you well. Yeah, you well. Yeah, you well. Yeah, you well. Yeah, you well. Yeah, you well. Yeah, you well. Yeah, you well. Yeah, you well. Yeah, you well. Yeah, you well. Yeah, you well. Yeah, you well. Yeah, you well. Yeah, you well. Yeah, you well. Yeah, you well. Yeah, you well. Yeah, you well. Yeah, you well. Yeah, you well. Yeah, you well. Yeah, you well. Yeah, you well. Yeah, you well. Yeah, you well. Yeah, you well. Yeah, you well. Yeah, you well. Yeah, you well. Yeah, you well. Yeah, you well. Yeah, you well. Yeah, you well. Yeah, you well. Yeah, you well. Yeah, you well. Yeah, you well. Yeah, you well. Yeah, you well. Yeah, you well.
We will. Hold on.